Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Aaron, I'm going to spare you any talk of State of the Union, what to expect tonight, but child care, I don't know if that will be addressed by the president, but that's one of the real challenges for so many parents and families out there and caregivers is to pay and come up with child care options and services, not only in an inflationary environment, but just, you know, managing it all. Take it away.
You're right, Jack. And it's very well likely to be covered, I would think, because we know he's going to talk about education a lot, and they kind of go hand in hand. But when it comes to child care, we are not in a good place in terms of cost. So there are actually about 58,000 fewer daycare workers in the U.S. last month than compared to February 2020, just before the pandemic took hold. This is all according to the Labor Department. And this lack of care, it's just one factor that has kept Americans on the sidelines of the workforce. And let me quickly give you the numbers. The median price to put an infant in center-based care ranges from $8,000 a year in less populated counties to more than $17,000 in major metropolitan areas. Care costs can be nearly a fifth of a median family's income in high-cost areas. And families with multiple young kids, they spend more on child care than on housing. Right now, they crunch the numbers. To raise a child through high school, it's more than $300,000 if they're born now, according to the Brookings Institute. Jack, it's astronomical. And you know that you've been through this at a different time. It's just so much to stomach. And really, it gets to a question of, you know, when is the federal government going to come in, or the state government, or are there going to be creative solutions to getting this to a place where people can re-enter the workforce? Because if you have all these people sitting on the sidelines, economically, this is not good for the country as a whole.
Right. Yeah. And again, there's so many. It's just a hard one to read, Aaron. A hard one to read. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.